The concept of a virtual world where users own their land, create their experiences, and monetize their content was once science fiction. In 2026, Decentraland stands as the primary blueprint for how humanity interacts, trades, and socializes in a persistent, decentralized virtual space. Chapter 1: The Visionaries Ari Mihalik and Esteban Ordano. Decentraland was founded in 2015 by Ari Mihalik and Esteban Ordano. Their vision was simple but revolutionary: to create a virtual world owned by its users, not by a single corporation. By leveraging the Ethereum blockchain, they ensured that virtual land ownership, land, could be verified, traded, and held with the same security as digital gold. Though they have since moved on to new ventures, their foundational code established the DAO-first approach that governs the platform today. Chapter 2: The Heart of the World, Mana Tokenomics. At the core of the ecosystem lies the Mana token. It serves two primary functions. 1. Utility. Mana is used to purchase land and pay for goods and services within the virtual world, from wearable digital fashion to admission tickets for virtual concerts. 2. Governance. As an ERC-20 token, Mana grants holders voting rights in the Decentraland DAO. This allows the community to decide on policy updates, land auctions, and the allocation of the community treasury. By 2026, the tokenomics have evolved to include deflationary mechanisms, where a small portion of mana is burned during specific transactions, balancing supply against the growing demand for premium virtual real estate. Chapter 3: Utility and Virtual Sovereignty. Why do people spend time in Decentraland? It is the shift from passive consumption to active participation. Whether it is a digital art gallery, a virtual corporate headquarters, or a decentralized casino, every experience is created by the community. Developers use the SDK to build interactive environments that aren't just seen, but experienced. This is the essence of Web3, the transition from being a user to being a stakeholder. Chapter 4: The Power of Community. Unlike legacy gaming platforms where developers can change the rules overnight, Decentraland is governed by its citizens. The DAO, Decentralized Autonomous Organization, is the heartbeat of the platform. In 2026, the community has successfully voted on major upgrades to the platform's infrastructure and the integration of new Layer 2 solutions to ensure that transactions remain fast and nearly free of gas fees. Chapter 5: Strategic Partnerships. Decentraland has successfully bridged the gap between crypto natives and the corporate world. Partnerships with major brands, ranging from high fashion houses like Gucci to financial institutions exploring virtual branch concepts, have turned the Genesis Plaza into a bustling digital metropolis. These partnerships validate the idea that virtual real estate has tangible, long-term value for global brands. Chapter 6: The Road Ahead. As we look at the landscape of 2026, Decentraland faces competition from newer, higher fidelity engines. But its decentralization advantage remains its strongest moat. It is the only virtual world where the users truly possess the rights to their assets. If you are ready to claim your piece of the virtual frontier, you can start your journey by exploring the marketplace and managing your digital assets at our main swap hub, /start your metaverse journey. Conclusion: Building the Metaverse. Decentraland is more than just a game, it is an experiment in digital democracy. It challenges us to reconsider the definition of property and social interaction. While the architects built the framework, the future of this world depends entirely on the creators and citizens who log in every day. The land is ready, the question is, what will you build?